Guy Carumba, February 5th through 11th, 2023. This week, the celestial river Eridanus is on the meridian as night begins. For most observers in the northern hemisphere, it's to the south. The river is more overhead to those in the southern hemisphere. The stars are dim, so having a dark sky will help see it. It's not as pleasing to use binoculars when you should be able to take it in naked eye, but a little magnification helps bring the stars out from a light-polluted sky. Even in remote, dark areas, the full moon is washing out many of the dim stars as this week starts. By the end of the week, the moon's at first quarter and won't be a problem during the evening. For the week's start, though, it's rising as darkness sets in. Also near the meridian at sunset is Mars, now moving eastward. To the west are Jupiter and Venus. Binoculars help you see the Galilean moons of Jupiter, and a telescope will show Venus as a gibbous object. Venus had encounters in recent weeks with Mercury and Saturn. It's on its way up the evening sky now for a meeting with Jupiter on the 1st of March. The moon passes Aljabhah, a star in Leo, on Monday. It goes below Leo on Tuesday and is in Virgo on Wednesday. It'll pass the star Zenaya on Thursday, and on Friday it's close to Spica. And the moon finishes the week almost at last quarter on the way out of Virgo. The event with Aljabhah will be an occultation for southern Asia, Malaysia, and western Australia. The farther east, the more likely it is to happen in the early morning hours of Tuesday. Sagittarius is rising as dawn breaks. Mercury is with it. As the week progresses, the messenger planet pulls away from Sagittarius and heads toward the sun, while the constellation rises earlier each morning. In a telescope, the planet is gibbous and getting smaller as it orbits away from us. Saturn is heading sunward and can't be seen. It will be in conjunction with the sun Thursday next week. Next month, it will be somewhat easy to see in the morning sky. Comet C-2022-E3-ZTF is near Capella in Auriga when this week starts. By this weekend, it's close to Mars. On the way, it passes the stars Sacletini on Monday the 6th and Hassala on Wednesday the 8th. The comet is likely getting dimmer because it's getting farther from the sun and the Earth now, but if it's a binocular object, having easily seen stars or a planet nearby helps you find it. Listen to last week's Sky Carumba podcast if you'd like to know how that comet got such a long, complicated name. There's a story about the great hunter Orion falling in love with the Seven Sisters. He was after them for 12 years. Zeus turned him and them into stars. Orion can chase the Pleiades forever, but he can't catch them. Various Chinese legends tell of a weaver girl and a cowherder who fell in love. For reasons that vary from story to story, the girl's parents weren't happy about the relationship. The more time the two spent together, the more her parents objected. In one version of events, the girl's family are immortal gods, and the cowherder comes from a line of mortal people. The gods didn't like romantic mingling between immortal and mortal beings. In another version, the parents liked their daughter's love interest just fine, but they didn't like how the two spent so much time together. She neglected her weaving, and he neglected his herd, so they had to keep them apart. In all the stories, the parents arranged to separate the lovers. In The Tale of the Gods and Mortals, a river is carved between the two. In the version where the parents want the work to get done, the boy and his herd are put on one side of the river, while the girl and her loom are kept on the other. Also, in all the stories, the lovers get to spend one night per year together. Magpies sympathize with them and flock so closely together, they form a bridge over the river on that night. There are yearly celebrations designed around this story in China and Japan. You're looking up on the weaver girl when you look at the star Vega. The cowherd is the star Altair. Between them is the Milky Way galaxy spiral that makes a fair river. This time of year, you can see them in the morning before sunrise. Sky Carumba.